Today is Tuesday, May 30th, and you're listening to The Morning Announcements presented by Betches Media. I'm your host, Sammy Sage, and The Morning Announcements is your daily five-minute breakdown of the headlines that isn't afraid to take a side and roast the most consequential reality show there is, our government. President Biden and the House Republicans have thankfully reached a deal to suspend the country's debt limit through 2025 in exchange for some limits to government spending, thus avoiding a federal default and a global economic meltdown. The agreement will keep non-defense spending roughly flat in 2024 and increase it by only 1% in 2025, as well as require Congress to approve 12 annual spending bills or else face a 1% spending cut. It will also rescind approximately $30 billion of unspent COVID relief funds and funding that was allotted to the IRS last year to crack down on tax fraud, as well as accelerate the time spent reviewing government projects for their environmental impact. One of the provisions that will impact Americans most directly is the addition of expanded work requirements for individuals who receive SNAP food benefits by raising the age limit from 49 to 54. However, the agreement also includes new expanded benefits for veterans, unhoused individuals, and young people aging out of foster care. And finally, the deal will end the pause on student loan repayments in August, which is already pending the Supreme Court's decision on the constitutionality of student loan relief in June. And while the deal points have been agreed upon, Congress still has to vote on it. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says that the House will do so tomorrow, followed by the Senate. Conveniently, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen announced that the deadline to hit the debt ceiling is no longer June 1st, but June 5th. The Treasury must have been doing a lot of ramen dinners this month. For our next story, we head to the Texas State House, where the chamber voted overwhelmingly on Saturday to adopt 20 articles of impeachment against Attorney General Ken Paxton over allegations of bribery and abuse of his office. And they must have been pretty annoyed if they came in on a Saturday. The impeachment vote came less than a week after a committee in the Texas State House revealed that they had been investigating Paxton for a years-long pattern of using his power as Attorney General to help a political donor and friend, including by intervening in an open records case to help his friend access documents from investigations into his own business. A whistleblower alleged that Paxton's friend paid for all or part of a major renovation on his home and helped him cover up an affair by employing the woman he was seeing. And those are really just the spark notes. He will be suspended from his office until he stands trial in the Texas Senate, which is set to begin no later than August 28th. And would require two-thirds of senators to permanently remove and bar Paxton from future elected office in Texas. It is starting to feel like a major red flag when a guy is paying for his friends too much. Just ask DJ James Kennedy. Our remaining headlines for today take us international. Turkey's president Recep Tayyip Erdogan has been re-elected for another five-year term. Erdogan won with 52.16% of the votes, and he is calling it a mandate. Don't they always, though? Yesterday, Russia's Interior Ministry issued an arrest warrant for none other than Senator Lindsey Graham in response to public comments where he described the U.S. military assistance to Ukraine as, quote, the best money we've ever spent. Russia's top criminal investigation agency has also moved to open a criminal inquiry into Graham. And Putin's spokesman Dmitry Peskov commented that, quote, it's hard to imagine a greater shame for such a country than having such senators. Did somebody lift their talking points from Truth Social? For our final story, France's digital minister threatened to block access to Twitter in Europe if the company doesn't comply with the EU's impending Digital Services Act, which will go into effect in August, big month, and enforces new rules for social media platforms. This comes as the EU's Internal Market Commissioner announced that Twitter has withdrawn from the voluntary code to fight disinformation, which is set to become a legally required code as of August 25th. Sites that are found in violation can face fines of up to 6% of their annual revenue. Of course, it's therefore prudent to forego European revenue entirely, rather than lose merely 6% of it because you'd have to make the slightest attempt to prevent democracy-ending lies from running rampant. Thank you for listening to the Morning Announcements brought to you by Betches Media. The Succession finale aired on Sunday, which means that I am recapping it on the At Betches podcast feed with my friend and co-founder, Aileen Drexler. Listen to us analyze the episode and pick our final number one boy, our ultimate bore on the floor, and who is terminally out of the will. The episode will be out this afternoon, but while you wait, you can also read my recap on Betches.com. And until tomorrow, I'm Sammy Sage, and now you know what the fuck is going on.
Betches.